Track 5, Koss House. The Koss House is located on 418 Valletta Street. As mentioned earlier, the Texans marched against San Antonio in 1835 at the start of the Texas Revolution. Here, General Martin Perfecto de Koss and 1,200 soldiers were the last trace of Mexican authority left in Texas. After a two-month siege trying to starve the Mexican army with little visible effect, many Texans and American volunteers got bored and left. Left with only 400 men, General Burleson of the Texan forces finally called for a retreat on December 3rd. Ben Milam, who was away from camp at the time, returned on December 4th and voiced opposition to the retreat. He reputedly called out, "Who will go with old Ben Milam into San Antonio?" 300 men volunteered to make the offensive. However, the attack was delayed until the following day because a portion of the troops would not march without their guide, Hendrick Arnold, who was absent at the time. Arnold was a free African-American who had come to Texas in 1826. He led Milam's troops into town. After 4 days of close-quarter fighting in the central part of town, General Koss fled and moved his headquarters to this house. On the morning of December 10th, after a full day of negotiations, Generals Koss and Burleson signed in this house the Articles of Capitulation. General Koss agreed to return to Mexico and not oppose, in any way, the reestablishment of the Federal Constitution of 1824. On his honor, General Koss and his troops were allowed to take their weapons with them on their way to Mexico, for without them, the troops would be easy pickings for the Indians. General Koss, who was a brother-in-law of General Santa Anna, was later instructed by Santa Anna to disregard his pledge and to fight against the Texans. General Koss returned in February with the same troops and their same arms, and was instrumental in the defeat of the Alamo.